My name is Maddie Dover. I'm 16 years old, and today I'm speaking with my mother, Corrine Verona. Okay, our first question is, who were your grandparents and your great-grandparents? Do you have any memories of them, and what kind of work did they do?
My grandparents were Bill and Terry LaLeaf, and my great-grandparents were Joseph and Marion Lever. Joseph was did lathering. How I pronounce it? It's like wall repair. So he was like a kind of a handyman. Marion raised 5 children, and my grandfather Bill was a career firefighter, and my grandmother Terry raised 6 children, and she also worked for Raytheon, and she was in the Marines for a short period of time.
Okay,
and I was supposed to answer if I had any memories.
Yeah, do you have any memories?
Am I still... I think that Joseph passed away. I'm trying to think. I think Joseph passed away before. Am I being recorded right now?
Yeah, that's okay. No, it's okay.
Joseph passed away before I was born, or maybe when I was really little. But I do remember drinking tea with Marion in her home in Waltham. She lived in a family home, and she had an apartment in the upstairs. And I remember sitting at her kitchen table and drinking tea with her. And I have lots of memories of my grandparents, Bill and Terry, because I was raised with them. Bill just passed away a few years ago, and Terry is still alive. So they're in almost all of my memories.
Okay. Are there any traditions that you have been passed down, or that have been passed down through our family that you can tell me about?
Yes, the tradition of putting an apple and an orange in the children's stocking at Christmas. And that started with my great-grandparents doing it to my grandparents because of the time period when fruit was very expensive, so it was considered a gift at the holidays. And then they just kept up the tradition with my parents, and my parents did it with me and my siblings, and I've done it with my children.
Is that it?
Yes.
Where did our family originate from?
Joseph and Marion came from Prince Edward Island, which is a small island off the coast of Canada. And do I say now where they came to?
Where did they move to when they came to America?
They moved to Waltham, Massachusetts. Where they had their children, and so my grandfather was born there, and my mother was born there, and I was born there.
How many kids did Joseph have, and what were their names?
He had 5 children, 4 boys and a girl. William, who is my grandfather, his brothers Ronald, Edward, and Frank, and his sister Dorothy, who we called Dot.
Tell me about your parents.
The grandparents that we're referring to are my mother's parents. So my mother's name is Debbie, and she has 5 siblings or 6 kids. She was raised in Waltham and met my dad. They went to high school together. His name is Doug, and they were married. And I was born in Waltham, and my sister was. And then we moved to another town close by when my brother was born. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, and my dad was an account manager for Raytheon, where my grandmother had worked for some time. And then we moved to Pittsburgh in 1995, where he worked in recruiting. And they lived here in Pittsburgh until 2004, 15, I believe. And they moved up to Maine, where they live with my grandparents and lots of aunts and uncles on a lake. And they enjoy spending time outside. They enjoy spending time with their grandkids as much as possible. My dad still works. And that's all I can think of.
Okay. Tell me about yourself and your childhood and what you're doing now.
Well, I'm the oldest of three kids. My sister Jackie is 5 years younger than me, and my brother Danny is 8 years younger than me. Grew up in Massachusetts until my senior year in high school when we moved to Pittsburgh. So I graduated from Franklin Regional, and then I moved away and came back and moved away and came back. And I've been back since 2010, and I've worked in property management for the past 20 years. I have 5 children, so that keeps me very busy. And I like to spend time with my kids and spend time outdoors, and I like to read when I get the opportunity. I like to go to Maine, where my parents live, as often as possible and spend time on the lake. I have a lot of fond memories there. Is that all of the question?
Yeah. What's your favorite childhood memory?
I can't pick a favorite, but definitely being up in Maine, being on the lake and swimming and going on boat rides and hiking. And spending time with both sets of my grandparents, both in Maine, and had the opportunity to go down to Florida because they were snowbirds, so we would go down there also and just spend time with them. I spent a lot of time golfing with my grandfathers, and what did I do with my grandmothers? My grandmother, my dad's mother, we like to go out to breakfast and go shopping. And I spent a lot of time in the kitchen with my mom's mother.
Okay. What are your children's names and how old are they?
Christian is 18, Madison is 16, Colton is 15, Macy is 6, and Carter is 4 and a half.
What are your favorite memories of each of your children?
Nothing like putting me on the spot. I have 5. I have a lot of memories to think of. My favorite memory of Christian, I think, is the first shutout he had in hockey. My favorite memory of Madison is I can picture her little face when she broke her leg in kindergarten, and she was so mad that she had a cast on because she thought it was going to hold her back. But like the afternoon that we got home from the emergency room, I went to check on her on the couch and she was gone, and I went outside to look for her and she was at the neighbor's house like an acre away. So that it didn't slow her down at all. My favorite memory of Colton, he was always a happy little kid, so I just like seeing his smiley face. My favorite memory of Macy. I don't know. Do you have any favorite memories of Macy?
No, she's crazy.
She is crazy, but she's very lovable, too. Probably her first day of, not her first day of school, her second day of school every year, because she gets anxious on her first day, and then by the second day, she's excited to go. And my favorite memory of Carter is probably him dancing He likes to listen to music and dance around the kitchen.
Okay. Those are all the questions I have. Thank you for answering my questions. Okay.